It was good. Good. He did. We took it slow with him, but his, started with the straight line stuff. He was ahead of the curve, and then his change of direction looked good too. So, I mean, it's all positive with Craig.
See how he looks pregame.
Yeah, I mean, I got to circle back through with Joe this afternoon, just kind of see the aftermath of how these guys feel. A lot of it's based on how they are afterwards.
Mike, is there any update on the Johnny Manziel front with the league?
No.
And because there's no update, is it going to be status quo with him? Will he be your active backup on Sunday again?
More than likely, yeah.
Mike, you talked about wanting to see the run defense bring an attitude, and you said it started in practice. What did you see out of it this week?
It was easy, I think, to get our guys' attention when they watch the film, knowing what we're up against, and that this is a legit group, from their tight ends to their offensive line, and then you put three pretty good backs behind it, one in particular in Gurley. So it's, as coaches, you didn't have to do much, say much. It's, the film speaks for itself. So they know it's a challenge, and being competitive guys, they know that they're going to have to step up and play our best game. From a fundamental standpoint against the run and in order to be successful.
Mike, when you certainly you've had a lot of injuries defensively and not to say that that's been an excuse, but is it too simplistic to say that the chemistry and players knowing what the guy next to them is going to do naturally has kind of been a factor in some of these issues?
I think it can be a factor. I don't know how big. I mean, I'm not going to say that's not the case, but that's one of the downsides of, it's a double minus when you get an injury. Not only do you not have that player, now you have somebody new in there that, for the exact reason that you're talking about, that whatever word you're going to use, chemistry, cohesion, the communication part of it, the trust, that's part of it. I don't know how much of it is, though, but I'd agree that that's a factor.
Do you go back? When you think back to the end of training camp and some of the exhibition games, boy, it seemed like your entire secondary was out at one point or another, even with K-1 being out. Do you look back at all and think that may have something to do with the kind of the slow start defensively, that so many guys were unavailable up until the first, second game?
I just see, well, you're going to be optimal when you have your guys out there all playing together. I mean, that's well known, but we're not going to use that as an excuse. I mean, that's why we, I've always tell the staff that coaches are measured. It's just as important that we see how prepared their backups are and how they play, as opposed to just the starters. So that's a lot of teams go through this, and it's something that's a set of circumstances that we have to deal with.
Mike, is there, I guess there's something that out there right now that states that the players feel like the defensive guys think that they're having to think too much because of the run defensive scheme, instead of, whatever, having an assigned gap, they're not reacting as much. Do you find that the scheme is too complicated for your guys?
No. We've been running these calls with, not just here in Cleveland, but other places. It's a lot of the stuff we're doing is day one install. I think guys start to press and search for answers, and if that gets into their head and they feel like they're thinking too much. But we try to declutter defensively. You simplify it. You break it down to win your one-on-one matchup. When in doubt, whip the guy's tail across from you, and then we'll find a way to make you right behind you. So we don't teach defense like a golf swing. Put your thumb here and you put the ball located here, and you want to get the club fit. I mean, that's not how we coach it.
So you think it's just guys maybe just searching for some kind of rationale?
Could be. I'm not sure the context of it. So, but I just know that we haven't changed the way that we teach it. It's simpler for some positions than others. But we haven't. Increase the scheme workload in order to stop the run. We know we have calls to do it, but we need to execute.
Does that go back to the sponge theory you've talked about and finding, I guess, with some guys you have to scale it back a little more?
Yeah, and that's on the position coach. That's a big part of coach, and is understanding your players and how do they learn, and what are they visual learners? Do they have to walk through it? Can they get in the classroom? And that's on us as coaches to get it taught. But I do know from a call sheet standpoint that so far this year, I mean, if you just took the number of calls per game plan, that we're a notch lower than we were last year, and then even other places we've been.